Wow, what a blessing already this morning. Has everybody been worshiping the Lord already? Yeah, what a blessing. And, you know, I talked with your pastor, Andrew, way back. I want to say it was in February, maybe even March. And we met for lunch, and we visited and met for the first time and then talked. And I've talked with him several times since that, and texts and emails and phone calls, and it's been a blessing to get to know your pastor. And you guys are blessed. You got a good man there, and he sure loves you. And I actually this morning at about 7:30, my phone buzzed, and I looked at it in my office, and it was your pastor. And he was just saying, "I'm checking in on you." I'm like, "I'm all set. We're ready to go." I don't think he was worried, but he said, "I'm just praying for you, and I'm praying for our congregation today and God's word." So it was good to hear from him already this morning. And then the music this morning has just been absolutely perfect. Your pastor did not know what I was speaking on today. He had no idea, and I shared with him this morning in the text the chapter I was in and the passage I was going to be in today. But then just to see the program and the music and everything tied up, every song ties into the message today. And what a blessing that is. We just know that God directed in every aspect as well. It is good to be back here. It's been, I'm going to say, a little over a year since I've been here. But it's always good to be back here and to be with these, a lot of familiar faces here. And I asked you to keep my wife. My wife normally travels with me when I go to different churches, but she's home recovering from pneumonia. She had aspirational pneumonia. It happened to her about a week ago, and she's doing much better this morning, and yesterday she was feeling a little bit better as well, and today she's on some antibiotics and recovering from that. So I just ask you to keep her in prayer, and again, it's just good to be back here. Well, take your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 111 is where we're going to be at today. And just give you a little groundwork here before we get going. Psalms chapter 11 was written by the psalmist that wrote it at a very difficult time in history. I have, in the last month and a half, have been studying in the Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, was really challenged to stand up for the Lord, to stand up for God and be a spokesman for the Lord during a very difficult time in history. Jerusalem, Judea, had walked away from a close walk with God. And they had turned to idols, and we know Jerusalem or the Judea and the Jews had done that in the past, and God had to correct them and get them back into correct fellowship with him. And we know as they left Egypt, and then they didn't get to go into the promised land because they had walked away from the Lord, and so on and so forth. Many of you guys know much of the history of this. But in the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, God kept telling him, "I want you to tell my people, the Jews and Jerusalem, that there's going to be judgment on them. And their town, their city, their country, Jerusalem, was going to be destroyed. And they were going to be going into captivity with Babylon." And so that happened. And the passage I was in this morning was just, it was very, very deep, but to the point that God was painting a picture of Jerusalem at that time that they were like prostitutes. They had prostituted their relationship with God the Father and had just walked away. And so God was going to put them into bondage, and he did, and they went into bondage in Babylon. And then Jerusalem was destroyed, was burned up, but God promised Ezekiel, during this time, that there would be a remnant of Jews left over. A few remnants that would stay faithful to God no matter what. All the rest would be destroyed. And so this is, you know, a difficult time, time in Jerusalem's history. Now, at the end of all this, in Ezekiel, it speaks about how finally Babylon's destroyed, and the remnant of people that was left, the Jews, was getting ready to travel back to Jerusalem. That's the setting that we're actually in Psalms 111, right here. And the psalmist was laying some groundwork saying, okay, you Jewish remnants that's returning to Jerusalem after your exile in Babylon, this is a difficult time in life now, but there's some blessings to follow, but here's some instructions for you. Okay, you get the setting? I had to lay that setting. Have we gone through, church, any difficulties in the last year and a half? You better be shaking your heads loud. I heard that, Wayne Waltz Jr., I heard your head. I heard it rattle when you shook that time. Yeah. Yeah. We've gone through some, let's say some exile, right? Exile from your church, exile and this, some difficult times during the pandemic. And I can't even pronounce that right, but you know what I'm talking about, okay? Some difficult times. You know, and that's the setting here. The remnant of the Jews had gone through a difficult time. They were going back to their home, and they were getting ready to start a new life and start over fresh. And this was the instructions that was being given. Psalms 111, let's begin at verse 1. And we did this morning. This is what's awesome, folks. I'm getting off on a rabbit trail already, okay? This is what's awesome. God directed this. We did this already. Praise ye the Lord, the psalmist said. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. What was the psalmist saying here? Okay, Jewish remnant, we will praise the Lord. We're moving back. We're starting over. And we're starting in a new realm of our life. And he's saying, okay, congregation, we're gonna, with our whole heart, we're going to assemble the upright and in the congregation. And we're going to sing praises. And we're going to shout hallelujah. And we're going to praise the Lord. And we're going to worship the Lord. That's what he's saying. Have you guys been doing that? Yeah, now I didn't hear any hollering, okay? All right. But we've been praising the Lord this morning. You have been praising the Lord for quite a while now. And that's exactly what God tells us to do. We've been in a lockdown, we're out of the lockdown, and we're moving forward. We need to be praising the Lord for the changes in life. Psalms 111, Psalms 112, Psalms 115 through 117 are actually hallelujah psalms. They're praise songs. They either begin with praises and praising of the Lord, or they end with praising of the Lord. But in every passage here, it's during a difficult time or circumstances that happened, and they were coming out of it, and they were praising God. Wow, that's exactly what we need as a church body. But also as individuals. You know, we're coming out of our lockdown and we're moving forward and we're praising the Lord. That's what the psalmist was teaching here. He was teaching, don't be down in the mouth, discouraged, but be excited Christians. And I hope you guys are excited Christians. I hope you're excited about what God is doing in your life and in your church, but also what God is changing and directing differently since the lockdown, okay? God is moving, God is working, but the only way he's going to work and change things is if us as Christians are excited about a relationship with Jesus Christ and being excited with him. Our nation needs to see Christians worshiping God. Not Christians that are sitting back and saying, whoa, how bad our nation is. Now, don't get this wrong. Our nation needs a lot of prayer, doesn't it? Our world needs a lot of prayer. Our state needs a lot of prayer. But if we sit back and just have pity parties, that's not going to make any difference. What's going to make a difference is when the Christians are out of their lockdown, out of the COVID lockdown, out of the woe is me thinking, and they're excited about Jesus Christ and getting excited about what he can do and what he is doing and what he's going to do. Lord, with my whole heart, no matter what the circumstances are in, I'm going to worship you. You know, the neat thing here, too, is the psalmist said he didn't stay at home. Okay? He'd been in the lockdown. He got out of the lockdown. And what did he do? He took right off to the assembly together and with the congregation, and he started worshiping God. He didn't stay home. You get that? You know, the light bulb came on when I read that, and it was convicting to me as well. He says, Don, the lockdown's over now. Start worshiping your Lord even more in person. The assembly of the upright, it's saying here, and the congregation. You see that? I thought that was so neat and so appropriate because I just heard this morning in your announcements that that you guys are going to start like Sunday nights or throughout the week or something like that, some small group getting togethers, and on Sunday nights you're going to be going to different people's homes and everything. And that's exactly what this passage is speaking about. That's exactly what it's saying. The assembly of the upright and the congregation, which means small groups of friends of a like faith, like him, and a part of another large congregation. So what you're doing is biblical. That's pretty cool. Yeah? And I didn't know you were doing that. I was just seeing it through God's word. But it's good to have your assemblies. It's good to get together with brothers and sisters in the Lord, to have your small groups and a fellowship. And the psalmist was saying, the assembly of the upright. So the psalmist was saying here, it's good for us to have our small group fellowships. All of us have our close-knit friends. And that's fine, but it's great, and it's great to meet them and to fellowship and to worship with the Lord together. That's a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing what you're doing. Because, boy, that can build some really close bonds, can it? And some closeness that way. I know my home church has small groups and large small groups and that. And it's a good thing. And so that's what the psalmist is saying to this remnant. Now that we're past the lockdown, let's get moving. Let's start doing our small group meetings and our fellowship with those with like faith and our Bible studies and doing those things. That's a wonderful thing. But don't forget to assemble in the congregation as well and to worship wholeheartedly. That's exactly what this setting is here. He says, and in the congregation. You get that? The psalmist was saying here, he didn't stay home. Now that the lockdown was over, he did his home study work, he did his assembly together with his close friends and that, but he also got together in the congregation. He communicated, he worshiped within the congregation as well after the lockdown. You getting that? That's why I wanted to bring this. As my wife and I travel throughout the state and throughout ministry work, we are seeing, and I'm seeing this and talking to different pastors about this, we're seeing such a trend since the COVID lockdown, and so many churches was, and I think it's a great thing. You know, there's so much advanced technology out there when you got your Zoom meetings and your Facebook video services and your live streaming and all this technology. I'm probably missing some too. I think that's wonderful. And I think it can be used in the proper way. I really do. I think that's a wonderful thing. But what we're finding as we're traveling and as we're going to different churches, a lot of pastors are saying that the people aren't assembling anymore. That they're using the live stream and they're using the Zoom meetings and the close-knit meetings like that for their worship service instead of meeting within the congregation, like the psalmist was saying. Now again, I think those are great tools. They should be used in the proper way and for sickness and safety and all that. I understand that. I think that's a wonderful tool. But the psalmist was saying here, it's time for us though now to get together and worship in person in the congregation. See in the setting here? My wife and I was at a church just a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, and the pastor was telling me about what on a normal Sunday, how much they would normally run. And it was about 100 people they normally run in the congregation. That day, they had about 60. He said, we're running between 30 to 50% less now after the COVID lockdown than what we were before. And he said, a lot of it is because the people are staying home. They got comfortable just sitting on their sofa in their pajamas watching the live stream and not fellowshipping in person. And that is what's needed. We need that personal fellowship. I need that personal fellowship with my brothers and sisters here. We need that closeness. And so we're seeing that across the board. And this one pastor says, I am really, really concerned if we'll even recover in get the congregation all back like they were. Why am I sharing that? Because the Bible says it's important for us to gather together in God's midst, in God's presence as a family, as believers. This Jewish remnant that was here had been in exile from Babylon, their neighbors, and had gone through so much. And the psalmist was saying, okay, now your exile's over, your lockdown's over, folks. Let's get back to assembling. And it is good to see a church full of people today. Praise God for that. Something's going on here, and that's a good thing. You know? But continue to assemble. And that's exactly what this instructions from this psalmist was saying to those who had been in lockdown. Get back, busy, serving the Lord. And then look at verse 2 through verse 6 with me, point 2. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Here is God giving some blessings. Here's a psalmist giving a blessing. God's people, folks, we don't live in the past. We need to move forward now, okay? They need to move forward and get ready for the future. Our lockdown's over, right? Right? Shake your heads again. Yeah, the lockdown's over. You can say amen. That's okay. Okay? The lockdown's over. And so the psalmist was saying here, let's get busy in the work of the Lord. Let's get busy in serving him. Let's meet together in the congregation, in our small groups. Let's go forward. And then let's get busy in doing God's great work. Verse 3 says, God's work is honorable. So it's a wonderful thing to do God's work. It's an honorable thing. It's honor that we give to him. It's wonderful, gracious, compassion is God's work. And you know, God is who we're supposed to model ourselves after, right? Yeah. And so we move forward and we show forth compassion. We show forth his work. We do his work for him. He made his works powerful. Wow. God can take whatever we do, if we're trusting him through it, and make it powerful to affect other lives. His work, at verse 7 says, is holy and trustworthy. His work is steadfast forever. His work through Jesus Christ brought forth redemption. God's work. But we're supposed to be doing God's work now, right? Now that the lockdown's over and we're meeting in the congregation, we're having our small groups, and then the psalmist was saying, okay, remnant, it's starting to do God's work. God's work is all these things, they're precious, they're wonderful. Let's start doing them for his honor and for his glory. And then verse 2 says, seek him. Seek him. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of them that have pleasure therein. I looked up what it meant. It said to sought out. It actually means to study, to remember. You know, take time, and I hope you do, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you delight yourself in studying God's word, in God's record book. But as well, delight in searching out his word in your daily present leading in your life. We must remember all that he has done in the past and all he's going to do in the future, but we must study his word, trust on him. Let me ask you, you don't have to raise your hand, but examine your heart. Do you study his word? Do you search out his word? Do you open up your Bible every day and study it, and search out what he has for you for today? Have you been in his word today already? Or is your Bible collecting dust throughout the week, and then you brush the dust off on Sunday morning, and then you hear his word? Are you studying his word daily? That's exactly what the psalmist was saying to this remnant. The lockdown's over. Let's get going. Let's meet in the congregation. Let's do our small works, our small groups. Let's serve our Lord. Let's work for him and work in a way that would reflect him. And then let's study his word for our daily walk, for our daily actions. We need to be willing to seek out his word. Study it. You know, the best time of the day for me every day is between 5:30 and 6:30 in the morning. I'm up normally between 4:30 and 5:30 every day. But it's getting up, brushing my pearly whites, combing back all my long locks of hair, you know, getting all cleaned up, then setting in my study at home and opening up God's word and studying it. Not just having the daily crumbs, but digging deep in it and searching out. And that's exactly what the psalmist was saying. Search out my word. Seek it. Study it. Learn it. And then let it come to life within your life. For when you walk daily in your life, that you can do the work of God in a way that would honor and glorify him. Are you seeking his word? Are you studying his word? Are you relying on his word? Verses 7 through 9 talks about relying on the word. Folks, God's word is trustworthy and you can rely on it. For his word that has brought things together can direct in our lives daily. Have you ever been going maybe through something, a stressful time in your life, a difficult time in your life, and you just don't know the answers? Or maybe, you know, something's happened in your life and it's just dropped in your lap and you're thinking, how am I going to take care of that situation? How am I going to work through that situation? You know, and in the back of your mind, you're fretting over it. You're maybe dismayed over it. And then you sit down with your Bible, you're opening it up, and you're just getting ready to do your daily devotions. And God knows where you're at. God knows your heart. God knows what you're going through. And that scripture just jumps off the page to give you the answer that you need. And you weren't even looking for it that way, but you were just in your routine of doing your studying, and boom, it's there. It happens all the time with me. I'm so thankful for a God that knows me, knows us, and through depending on his word, he can give us the answers through every aspect of our life. The psalmist was saying, okay, remnant Jews, you're back. You're starting over from your lockdown, from being in captivity from Babylon. You know, get meeting with your congregation. Keep doing your small assemblies. Okay, start serving the Lord. Start walking and serving him and reflecting him. Seek out his word. Study his word. And then respect his word, honor his word within your life. Verse 9 says, holy and reverent is his name. Today we sang some songs, you know, like Bow Your Knees. Beautiful song by Ron Hamilton. Keep Ron Hamilton in prayer. Ron Hamilton right now has got dementia, the last stages of dementia, and he probably won't be with us much longer. But he wrote that song, Bow the Knee. And when we bow our knee, when we bow our head, when we bow in humbleness to our God, that's honoring him. That's reverence to him. Reverence means respect. Now, a lot of times you'll see after a pastor, after a man is ordained, he'll get a plaque or he'll say that, you know, they put a title before his name, Reverend whoever. I have one, Reverend Don Kelly. Okay. And you know what? I don't see anything in Scripture that says to call your pastor reverend. I don't see that, but I do see it biblically for our God. That reverend means respect. Respectful fear to your Lord. The word fear in the Scriptures 99% of the time means respect. So the psalmist was saying to this remnant of people, honor the word of God, respect the word of God, honor it, and respect his name. Hold him highly esteemed. Bow your knee to him in reverence and in love and respect to your God. And he'll work within our hearts. Humble yourself. Oh, that God's people today had such a reverence for the name of our Lord. You know, the Bible even talks about the Jewish people. God's name was so awesome that they would not even speak his name Jehovah, but would substitute it for Adonai. A special God. Majesty. Folks, are you worshiping your God with majesty? Is there a new beginning here? We're out of the lockdown. We're starting over new. Are you meeting your congregations? Are you doing your small groups? Are you worshiping him? Are you working for him? Are you seeking out his word even more? It's a new beginning. God's given us a new beginning. And church, we can have a new beginning by seeking his word. Honoring him, glorifying him. And wow, folks, think about this. What a difference that will make in our nation. What a difference. What a difference it made for the Jewish remnant when they started honoring God and seeking him and meeting in their congregation and in their small groups. It made a difference within their Jerusalem and in their life and in their nation. Congregation, you want to make a difference within our nation? Then let's start honoring our Lord. Let's start worshiping him. Let's start respecting him, showing forth adoration to him. And then verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever. We need to obey his will. We need to obey God's will. The awesomeness of God's name leads to the importance of fearing, respecting the Lord, but obeying his will. How do we know God's will? How do we know God's will, folks? Talk to me for a second. Through his word, right? Yeah, we know his will through his word. Goes right back to where we had just talked. Honor his word, respect his name, believe, and then obey his word. The fear of the Lord is not a fear of shaking in your boots type fear, but it's a respect. And then doing his will. What is his will? For the church to be a light on a shining hill. Right? That's the will of God for our lives as a church body. as an individuals, to be a light on a hill, shining forth. Not letting our light hid underneath a basket, underneath a bushel, but letting our light come forth in a way that will affect our brothers and sisters, but also affect our nation. We're out of the lockdown. We're the remnant. You get that? You get the picture here? Christians are the remnant in this world. The remnant needs to be in the church. The remnant needs to be doing their small groups. The remnant needs to be studying God's word. The remnant needs to be doing God's work. The remnant needs to be honoring the Lord. And the psalmist was saying, remnant, if you do that, it's going to affect your nation, Jewish nation. Well, remnant, the Christians are the remnant in our world. Let's affect our world. Let's affect our community. You know what? This church can affect this community of Beaverton in a mighty way. And you know what? You're just a remnant. That they don't mean that disrespectful, but you're a remnant. But let your light shine to affect the world around you. We're past the lockdown. We're free. Let's go forward in serving our Lord. Begins by wisdom, by seeking God's word, by trusting God's word, by fearing the Lord, by respecting his wisdom. All that God's word says, the psalmist says, I will do with my whole heart. Church, are you serving the Lord with your whole heart? Remnant, are you serving him with your whole heart? As a church body, but also as individuals. If you really want to affect the world around you and the lives around you, your community around you, church, respect the Lord. Love him. Get busy in his service for him. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Wow. How many here needs wisdom? Every hand should be up. Yeah, we all do. Okay. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to respect the Lord, and he'll give us the wisdom we need as remnants in this world to affect the world around us. My prayer for this church, and for the churches that my wife and I are in, almost every Sunday somewhere, and we just praise God for that, that we will be the remnant, the believers that will affect the world around us and lives around us. Are you that remnant, church? Are you that church that wants to get on fire to affect the world around you? I pray you are. We need to be faithful to the church, God's commandment, worshiping and praising him in the congregation. Remember his work. Remember his attributes. Rely on his word. Trust the word of God fully. Obey his will. Fear him and show forth love and respect for him. That is what the psalmist was saying to this remnant of Jews that had just gotten out of captivity of Babylon. That was his advice to them. They took that advice, and God honored it. And over time, Jerusalem and that remnant was rebuilt. That affected the whole world. Folks, we want to affect the world? Then keep going forward in your church congregation, in your small groups. Study his word. Love the Lord. Respect him. Get excited about him. Do his will, and you'll affect your world. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And Lord, I can't do justice to your words, but Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Bible that's holy, that's spotless, that's inspired, God-breathed through you. And Lord, that is a challenge to our hearts today as a remnant, as folks, as stepped out of the lockdown. And Lord, we have a new start. We have a new beginning this year. May this new beginning be done in a way that would honor and glorify you. But also, Lord, us as a remnant, believers in this lost world, would get on fire for you. What a difference this world would be. Lord, maybe start working in us first and then touching our lives. May we be the remnant that will continue to worship you in the congregation, worship you in our small groups. Lord, may we be the remnant that will seek you out for daily wisdom and guidance. May we be that remnant, Lord, that will obey your will to touch other lives. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, just to share your word today and what you've laid on my heart to share with this congregation. Lord, you take it and use it in whatever way that would honor and glorify you alone. In thy son's name, amen.